Here's check on stories we're following for you this morning on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast, a look into the holiday weekend. Today, sunny with a dry breeze, lower 80s. Tomorrow, sunny 80. On Saturday, sun and clouds, lower 80s. And Sunday right now, turning cloudy in the afternoon, more humid, showers developing, lower 80s. We'll get the full details on that tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Stories that we're following for you in Connecticut, applications have been flying in for the Home Heating Assistance Program. Renters and homeowners who believe they'll be needing assistance this winter are being encouraged to apply early for the Connecticut Energy Assistance Program. Applications will be accepted from now through May 31st, 2023, for federally funded state-run programs to open households whose income is within 60% of the state median income, or $76,465 for a family of four. Fuel deliveries will commence November 1st. The poorest households will be eligible for a maximum of $1,890 in basic benefits and emergency assistance through the CEAP, according to the legislatively approved plan. Benefits will vary on household size and income level. The basic benefits for three income tiers are $250, $400 and $550, but vulnerable households are eligible for higher basic benefits plus emergency benefits. A vulnerable household is any with a member age 60 or older who have a disability who are under age 6. A former Berkshire Bank employee who embezzled over $220,000 was sentenced to 2.5 years in jail, 2 years probation. Leonard Curtis, 27, who was living in Pittsfield, wrote 103 cashier's checks totaling over $220,000 from an unauthorized account between February and October in 2018. He pled guilty in Berkshire Superior Court August 1st to one count of embezzlement from the bank, three counts of forgery of a check, three counts of false check, and one count of larceny over $1,200. State sentencing guidelines recommended a 1 to 3 year jail term. A drought alert has been issued from Ancrum's Conservation Advisory Council. Ancrum and Columbia County are in a moderate to severe drought. The small amount of rain they've had over the last couple of days does not impact the status. According to the New York Drought Monitor, a moderate drought means some damage to crops, pastures, some water shortages developing, voluntary water use restrictions requested. A severe drought means crop or pasture loss, water shortages common, and water restrictions imposed. According to the climate report, there are about 5.38 inches of precipitation below normal for this year. Recommendation is especially critical in the areas of Ancrum where wells do run dry during drought periods. Kent has advanced a plan to hire a trooper for the school. A Board of Education proposal will hire the services of a second state trooper at a cost of up to $200,000. Was approved by selectmen at a special meeting on Monday, August 22nd. That clears the way for the process to continue, eventually leading to a town meeting and a vote by residents in a story on this morning's TriCornerNews.com. If approved by the voters, the trooper would serve a security function as a school resource officer at Kent Center School during the school year and as a second resident trooper during the summer. Out of TriCornerNews.com, free money could be key to a central sewer in Amenia. The Amenia Wastewater Committee gave a presentation prior to the regular town board meeting presenting the findings of T.M. Bond's sewer feasibility study. The engineering firm was commissioned by the town in 2021 to examine the possibility of creating a wastewater system in Amenia's central hamlet. A feasibility study, the first section, included in the needs analysis and delineation, along with making their own observations. In December 2021, the engineers sent out over 1,000 surveys to ensure a high rate of return. The Amenia Water Commission made a list of all residential and commercial property owners in the main business district. Members used that to contact information and to email or call people to delve into the details. Coming up this weekend, the Sharon Historical Society and Museum has paintings by General Fairservice at the museum's gallery from September 3rd until October 14th. The public is invited to attend the artist's opening reception on Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. As always, a portion of the purchases and proceeds will support the Sharon Historical Society and Museum's mission. Well, the holiday weekend will kick off officially today. Why? Well, it's the 40th year of the Lime Rock Historic Festival, and it goes into action today. The 17-mile tour of antique race cars through our area will leave Lime Rock today around 4 to 4:30, drive into Lakeville, then Salisbury, turn around through Noble Horizons, come back through Salisbury, and head to Falls Village for a big party where they will all gather. Now, Friday, Saturday, and Monday features nonstop racing. And on Sunday, the Lime Rock Concours and Gathering of the Marquees display. 1,000 car enthusiasts and motorcycles will be arranged on the Lime Rock circuit. This year, Lime Rock is commemorating the upcoming 70th anniversary of the Corvette with an extensive and unprecedented display of Corvette concept cars, sponsored by Corvette, together with the display of significant competition Corvettes. On Sunday, they'll be joined by production Corvettes of all generations. And the Goshen Fair is back on September 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Goshen Fairgrounds in Goshen, Connecticut. You can view the livestock barns, rides, lots of entertainment going on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. More information is available at goshenfair.org. Taking a look at our stock market report, underwritten by the Interlaken, where you'll find a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly. InterlakenInn.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, SalisburyBank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 31,510.43, the NASDAQ at 11,816.20, and the S&P 500 at 3955.00. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.